From WGCU News, I'm John Davis. As of last week, 77 Collier County households have been given federal temporary emergency housing after Hurricane Irma. WGCU's Jessica Mazaros has more.
Hurricane Irma washed 8 to 10 feet of storm surge onto Everglades City in southern Collier County. That made most homes, not on stilts, uninhabitable in the area due to flood damage and mold. So residents in Everglades City and in the surrounding unincorporated areas have been waiting for assistance from the Federal Emergency Management Agency, not only for help to rebuild, but also for a place to stay in the meantime. Dan Summers is with Collier's Bureau of Emergency Services. He updated county commissioners on federal temporary emergency housing during their October 24th meeting.
It is a phased process, and by no means has it moved as fast as I want it to move, but there has been some forward progress here.
Summers broke down how many residents and from where have been settled into temporary housing, either in mobile homes or rental properties. Naples has the most residents settled with 38, Everglades City 17, Immokalee 10, Marco Island 4, Chokoloskee 4, Goodland 2, Achapi 1, and Plantation Island also 1. Adela Butler lives on Plantation Island, and she says she's still waiting for a FEMA inspector to look at her gutted trailer nearly 2 months after Irma. And she says it's not just her. She says many of her neighbors are in the same boat.
I don't know if it's because of the area. I think maybe if we were in a bigger city, we'd get more feedback or better feedback.
As some wait for FEMA to push their applications through, the agency has extended its deadline to apply for financial assistance. Residents now have until November 24th to apply online at disasterassistance.gov or call 1-800-621-FEMA. Jessica Mazaros, WGCU News.